It is 4:14, time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on the Wiki Corner?
All right, so our fifth and final fearless female is named Kate Warren.
Kate Warren.
And she was the very first female detective in the United States.
Oh, all right.
In 1856.
A little Columbo.
Yes.
If you will.
So very little is known about her prior to her working for Alan Pinkerton at the Pinkerton Detective Agency. Except that she was born in Chemung County, New York, in the Southern Tier.
It's not far from here.
And she was a widow by the age of 23.
Oh, my heavens.
That's pretty much all
That's
we know about
terrible.
Her.
Yeah. Okay.
But what else we know is that she walked into the Pinkerton Detective Agency office in Chicago in response to an advertisement in a local newspaper.
Oh.
Pinkerton was surprised to learn that she wasn't looking for clerical work, but was actually answering an ad for detectives that he had placed in a Chicago newspaper.
Is that what you do? Do you put ads for detectives in the newspaper?
At the time, you did.
Is that really right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. At the time, such a concept was almost unheard of, a female detective.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But Kate argued her point of view eloquently, pointing out that women could be, quote, most useful in worming out secrets in many places which would be impossible for a male detective. A woman would also be able to befriend the wives and girlfriends of suspected criminals and gain their confidence.
Right.
And Kate also noted that women have an eye for detail and are excellent observers.
They are very good observers.
Both very true things.
They are, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You just earlier, we were having a conversation in the hallway, you, me, Ed Smith.
Yeah.
And you were recalling precisely what a client was wearing who came in to voice a commercial about a week and a half ago. From top to bottom, you just this.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, that's amazing.
The things I noticed.
I don't know. I had to look down to see what I was wearing today.
Yeah.
I wasn't even, and this is what it, okay.
Yeah. So Warren's arguments swayed Pinkerton, who decided to employ her as the very first female detective. Pinkerton soon had a chance to put Warren to the test. In 1858, she was involved in the case of Adams Express Company embezzlement, where she was successfully able to bring herself into the confidence of the wife of the prime suspect and acquired valuable evidence leading to the husband's conviction.
She was very good at worming out, as you say, worming out, yeah.
In 1860, she was put in charge of the new Female Detective Bureau at the detective agency.
There was a what now? The new lady?
Female Detective Bureau.
Oh, they had their own?
Yeah, by 1860.
Okay.
She was so good at it.
Okay, that's good.
So in 18...
Is it what FBI stands for? Female Bureau of Investigations?
No, I don't think so, no. But in 1861, Pinkerton was hired by the president of the Philadelphia, Wilmington, and Baltimore Railroad to investigate secessionist activity and threats of damage to the railroad in Maryland.
Okay.
But during the investigation, evidence unveiled a plot to assassinate Abraham Lincoln his way to take office.
You're kidding.
So under the aliases Mrs. Cherry and Mrs. M. Barley, Warren tracked suspicious movement among the Baltimore secessionists. Pinkerton had agents all across Maryland, but it was Warren specifically who supplied many of the key details that led Pinkerton to believe that the plot was imminent. She had befriended secessionists in Maryland and collected many details about the plot to assassinate Lincoln.
Holy cow.
So after passing the information over to Pinkerton, Lincoln was posed as an invalid traveling on a night train to Washington, D.C., with Warren acting as his caregiver and sister.
This is amazing.
They slipped through Baltimore undetected and were able to evade those who were planning to murder Lincoln. Warren was key in the foiled Baltimore assassination plot. Not only did she help uncover its details, but she also carried out most of the arrangements to smuggle Lincoln into Washington. And she couriered secret information and set up meetings, as well as securing the necessary 4 berths on the train that they were riding on.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That's great work, Kate.
I can't imagine, smuggling Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
He's very tall.
And then he had the hat on top.
But somehow they did it.
They did it. Kate was amazing.
So during this Civil War, Alan Pinkerton and Kate Warren were used as covert war intelligence gathering bureau. Warren could easily penetrate into Southern social gatherings and acted as a spy for the Union.
Sure.
After the Civil War, she worked on various high-profile cases, including one that thwarted a plot to poison a wealthy captain by posing as a fortune teller to lure information out of the suspected murderer's confidence. What a great idea, a fortune teller.
Yes.
Yeah.
Here I come with my crystal ball.
Yeah. So Warren died in 1868 at the age of 35 of pneumonia. And she was
She did all of that before she was 35?
Yeah. It's pretty incredible, right?
That's amazing.
Yeah. She was buried in the Pinkerton family plot in Chicago.
Well,
yeah.
That's amazing.
It's pretty amazing.
How does that lady, of all the crap that's on, excuse me for using the word crap, of all the crap that's on Netflix, how come this lady doesn't have a series?
Right? I'm surprised they haven't like made her life into a miniseries.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
You picked out a record to go along with Kate Warren, did you?
Yeah, so we're going to play Private Eyes.
Oh, yeah, right.
By Hall & Oates.
Perfect, because she was a Private Eye.
Sure was.
Yes, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Those Private Eyes. Hall & Oates on Legends 102.7. And Sarah, do remind us, why on earth did we just play that song?
Because we were talking about Kate Warren, who was the very first female detective in the United States.
It was pretty incredible.
Yeah.
Pretty, pretty incredible. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Ready?
Okay.
Go.
All right. Kate Warren was just 23 when she became the first female detective in the U.S.
She was critical in foiling a plot to assassinate Abraham Lincoln.
And she also worked as a Union spy during the Civil War.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. And she did all of that, and she died in...
She died at 35.
35 years old. And she was from Chemung County.
Yeah.
Not far from here.
No.
Kate, well, that's amazing. And look, I mean, all the things she was involved in, but she was, so obviously we know Abraham Lincoln was assassinated. Of course, that's not a good thing. But this plot that she foiled was during his inauguration. Was it right? And could you imagine if he had died then?
Yeah.
You never know if those things that happened during Lincoln's administration would have happened, I think, eventually, but would they have happened then?
Yeah, how history could have changed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, because of this lady, Kate Warren.
Yeah.
Amazing. Folks want to learn more about Kate Warren, Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog.
Yes.
If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Yeah, we will go there for sure. This is a great one. If you miss this and you're just tuning in now, you have to go back and take a look at this. We'll have the audio up there. Is that right?
Yes.
With all of my funny comments?
Of course.
Did I make any funny comments?
I don't know.
No, I don't. Not usually. Maybe there's something in there. I don't know. But check it out up on legends1027.com. Have a good weekend, okay?
You too. And stay warm.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah.
I will. You do the same. And back here on Monday, okay?
Absolutely.
Excellent. We got traffic on the way with Ed Smith. We'll do weather too with meteorologist Josh Nichols. And we're counting down to the weekend. Do you know how many minutes there are left to the weekend? You can see it up on the screen in front of you. You see it? No, that screen.
Oh, 35 minutes.
35 minutes. You're right. Yes, good job. 35 minutes till the weekend on Legends 102.7.